Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa, how are we doing in the hot, 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 hot?
Do you remember that song by Buster Poindexter? Feeling hot, hot, hot. Remember that one? Okay, this is my question. When did Earth become hell?
Because we asked for warmer weather and boom.
No, there we never it is. Asked for
boom.
This.
There it is.
We boom. Never asked for this. Right? We never, ever asked for this.
It's going to taper off in the next couple of days. Calm down.
Yeah, and then it'll be called fall. So, friends of the podcast, it has been, it's been like 40 degrees, they say. 37 degrees the other day, yesterday or today.
No, I thought it was only 35.
No, but then, okay, smarty pants. Then put the thermometer in your hot, stinking little apartment, and it's and the temperature beats Brian Miss Kelly's. It's 120 at my house on Facebook. It's 900 on mine.
Yeah, it's 900, exactly.
900 degrees.
910.
910 degrees right now where I live in my little home. Right?
Doesn't Betty have air conditioning?
Yeah, we're not in Betty.
We're not in Betty today.
You must be in Betty because we were never going to record like this again.
I know, remember? Because you hated me and you said, I'm done. You fired me.
Okay, you too.
And then you quit on me and then you stomped on my heart and the whole bit. It was so...
Oh my God. Okay,
it was all of those things.
All right. The friends of the podcast don't need to know the dirty secrets we have hidden dirty. In the past, in the back,
all,
in the back,
way all of the closet. The closets are full, just waiting for the skeletons
the
to fall
out. The closets are very full.
John and Lisa's houses are very warm because they're made of glass, and the glass has is soaking up the sun.
Yes, this is true.
Friends of the podcast, yeah. I swore I would never, ever, ever, ever do this again. And they warmed my heart. So here we are again.
See, there you go. We warmed your brittle, cold, dead heart.
Grinch-like.
Every now and then. And don't get me wrong. I don't think it's going to be warmed forever. But at least you're helping us. So that's nice. Right?
He was my channeling. Go ahead.
My husband thought it might be too hot to be in the car. He felt, not for us. He felt bad for Betty.
Oh, yeah. Well, he should because it's odd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But John was channeling his inner Santa the other day because, you know, that's what happens when you don't do your wash on the regular.
Oh.
I text Sam this morning. I had a horrible dream last night. I had a dream that I said I would record you guys the podcast.
It's a nightmare and it came true.
And it came true.
Your horrible dream came true.
Look at us making your life that much hellish. That little bit more.
And to think most people are happy to throw a little Lisa and Sam into their lives. Not you, John Jamingo. You're the opposite of that.
He gets us in our best and worst form.
He really does. One day he's going to write a tell-all book behind the scenes. I don't know if it's worth writing, though.
No, it's probably not.
Personally, I'm just saying.
Okay, but you know where else it was super, super hot?
Where?
Death Valley.
Well, hi, it's called Death. Okay, yeah, it's
I
called
know,
Death,
Death
Valley.
It's Death Valley for a reason.
I heard it got to 130 degrees because that's so. What I don't know what the translation is, but it's still hot.
It's like, don't bother. Don't go outside.
Don't bother. Don't bother.
Don't bother.
The conversion to Celsius would be 50 degrees.
Yeah, like that's crap.
I'm pretty sure if you even put a pinky outside, it would burst into flames.
I know. I think that's even too hot for us, Samantha. Here's the thing, though. You know what? It's because the people who live in Death Valley, for example, the Undertaker from the WWE, he originates from Death Valley.
Really?
Yeah. So it makes sense, right? Because he's the Undertaker. So he lives with all the, like he deals with the dead people. Because that's where they live, in Death Valley, because it's that hot. And that's what you do. That's where you go to die. And that's where bodies go to just disintegrate. Death Valley. Or Saskatoon. That's what I'm finding.
Right now in Saskatoon. Just wait till you talk to us in December.
Well,
or even January.
Right? Even January. You know what? This is the thing. My husband would say, there's just no pleasing you, is there?
No.
Right? You know, because I don't know. This is what men don't know about women, Samantha, is that, you know what? We're going to bitch and complain. That's in our DNA. It's in our makeup to complain. So you got two choices. You either deal with it or wear earplugs. You pick. Right? Or I guess you have three choices. Move.
There you go.
We could add that one in there too. You know, but I'm exhausted. You know why? I've been staying up late because it's the Democratic National Convention. I've been staying up late every night because at 10 o'clock at night, Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon have 3 hours of those two re-going through it all. I'm PVRing it. I'm taping it. I'm loving every minute of it. Yeah.
Loving every minute of it.
I know, right? Who sings that?
Loverboy.
Loverboy. That was just the equivalent to my, hey, soul sister. That's what that seemed like to me.
Loving every minute of it.
No, because that's not right. That's not the right tune.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not the right. No, it's not. And you're going to argue this, but you can't because people can go to the TikTok. It's a Canadian band from the 80s.
It's Loverboy.
I know that. A Canadian band from the 80s, Samantha.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi. What, you're a little, you know what? I'm not really liking you right now.
Liking you right now either.
Are you from Death Valley? Because you're kind of full of piss and vinegar.
I'm not full of anything. Well, I mean, I am a little, you know, don't fuck with me, but whatever.
And why is that? Is that because of the heat?
You know what? Yeah, because I came into my house and it was like, boom, wall of heat.
Oh, it's gross, eh?
It's so gross.
I know. And then we just stay in it. So then you know what? I think we got to be gross too. No matter how many showers we're having, we got to be gross. Right? It's gross. We're gross.
It is very gross.
Can you see the shirt that I'm wearing today?
No.
Can you see? You can't see what it says?
It says,
that's bananas. And it's got like a thing of bananas on it. And it says, that's bananas.
Thanks for sharing.
I know. It's kind of like my new white trash shirt.
Well, it is a tank top, so.
It is a tank top. Because, hi, I could be sitting with no shirt, and I don't think you'd appreciate that very much.
Nope, so, not really.
So just be thankful there's a shirt on, Samantha.
Uh-huh. You know. So are you watching all the stuff around, what is it, Kamala?
Kamala? Am I talking to Mike Gibson right now? This is how you need to remember. Her mom's name was Shamala. Her name is Kamala. Mike and I do this all day. He's like, Kamala, 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 Kamala. And then he hits his belly because that used to be the wrestler. I'm like, she's not the Ugandan headhunter. She's Kamala.
It's Kamala.
It's Kamala.
Kamala Harris is what it is.
Kamala.
Okay.
I think we say our A's differently in Canada.
Do we care?
All.
Do we care?
Yeah.
Do we care?
We do. Okay. She's saying her big acceptance speech for being the VP.
Oh, that's
for taking
exciting.
The nomination. Yeah. Okay. You know,
it's, well, now she's being, because now that she's the running mate for Biden, wouldn't she have like Secret Service?
She does have Secret Service. She got to pick her own name. They gave you a big list of all the available names and she got to pick her own Secret Service name. Guess what she picked?
So what is it?
Pioneer, because she's a pioneer, first woman, right? Don't be all, oh dear, be like empowered, because she's like a woman.
Yes, the first woman VP.
Yes.
And of color. Woman
and
of color,
right? Mm-hmm. Now, my husband said to me, I was telling him this, he didn't really care. And then he said to me, he's like, you know what? He goes, if you had to pick your name, he's like, I'd pick it for you. You know what it would be? What do you think my husband picked?
Buffalo.
Nope. Nope. We don't use
Pain in the ass.
Close. Ready for this? This would be here's the picture, okay? I'm on my walkie-talkie, right? Say I'm Secret Service. Breaker, nosy, your car is ready for you. Nosy. Right?
I would have accepted Buffalo Head.
Right? Right? Nosy. Because apparently in his 49th year, you're not allowed to ask any questions.
Well, you do ask a lot of questions.
That's how I learn.
It's how you drive people crazy.
What would you pick for your name?
I don't know. I have no clue.
What would you pick? I'd pick for you. I'd pick like French fry. Hey, breaker, poutine, your car's ready for you.
Poutine would be funny.
Yeah, you could do poutine. Yeah, you could do something like that. Yeah.
That'd be unique.
Yeah, it'd be different, hey?
I'd be okay with
kinda,
that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. We should maybe just have them. We should like have our own secret service, even though we don't really have them. You know,
passive aggressive is on the move. That's not very nice, Jersey.
That's kind of funny, though.
This is what we get, friends of the podcast, for John recording us.
We get 2 cents thrown in at the bottom of the screen. Oh, we try to not respond every now and then. We can't help it.
Uh-huh. Right? I could be called manager from hell, maybe. That would be fun.
Well, yeah, but that's too real.
Managerial Sam.
Managerial Sam, right? Are you being a manager from hell right now?
No.
That's good. Right?
But sometimes I like to manage John.
Oh my God, no, you are, that's the thing, right? You know what you could be what Mike used to say to me, MOD, manager on duty. Right? Remember I went through that phase with Mike for a while.
Yes,
I was the MOD.
You did. Yeah.
I'd come home from work and I'd be like, hey Mike, hey MOD. I'm just on my 15-minute break. I hope that's okay. Shut up. Friends of the podcast, I don't know if you know this about me. I hate my life. I sincerely hate my life some days.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Actually, and he just mentioned that I was telling him how to shower is because I was trying to pick your ass. Jersey.
Just shower. Just get in there and shower. That's
no, I was telling him, remember, don't forget your parts.
Okay. Yeah. Got to clean your parts. Okay. Speaking of that, did you make an appointment for your gray hair?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, Samantha.
I'll do it tomorrow.
You said you were going to do it today.
I forgot.
You know what you look like? You're looking old. What did I say to you yesterday? I said, best friends, don't let other best friends look how you're looking. So I'm trying to do my part.
All right.
And you're not letting me. Right? Mm-hmm. You're like, just go get a color.
Thanks for shaming me. That's exciting.
I'm not shaming. I'm just being honest with you.
Okay. All right.
That's what friendship's based on.
Okay. But I feel like we need to shame these people. There is 550 people in Toronto that have to explain why they were exposed to COVID from a strip club.
And they almost, and listen to this. Friends of the podcast, they almost got away with it, but guess what? One test did come back positive. So one patron did come back testing positive that somebody was at the strip club. So 550 people were let into the strip club. They broke every rule.
Yeah.
Right? No social. I don't know what goes on in those strip clubs, nor do I want to. No social distancing. They were never supposed to have that many people.
Nope.
And now... How do you explain that? It's like, oh God, really? That's what you did? That's what you did last night? You went and did, you went to there. I don't know what it's called. So, like you went to the Pearly Gates and you went to the strip club, did you?
Okay. So the funny thing
didn't men used to say, oh, it's like, oh, didn't they used to call it the ballet or going to church?
Oh, I have no clue. I have no clue.
I don't know.
What I think is really funny is how are you going to explain to your girlfriend or your wife or your significant other that you have to stay home for 2 weeks because you might have the COVID. And then you have to explain to them where you might have got it.
Where you might have got it. And then you know what? Then you're going to have to answer her question. Did you get your dinky stinky?
Yeah. Did you touch their stinky parts?
Did you touch their stinky? Why were you there? Why did you need to go?
Why are you doing that?
Right. No, there's no woman in the world that's going to let you off the hook with this conversation. Right. Nobody's just going to say, sucks being you, dear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? 550 people. Good old Toronto.
I want to be in the room when these conversations are happening.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be hilarious? You imagine coming out? Yeah. So, yeah. So I got some news to share with you, dear.
Yeah.
Right. Remember when I told you I was just going to have beers with Mark and James? Yeah. Well, we didn't. We actually went to the strip club and 550 people have to get tested for COVID-19. Right? Because that's what happens. When that many people go to dirty places, the COVID's going to meet you there. They're meeting you there at the front door. There's
the
COVID.
Meeting me there.
The COVID's taking your money at the bar.
There's no like cleaning happening. There's no sanitization happening.
Maybe the lady. I don't even know if the ladies are wiping themselves down. Who even knows? Right?
I don't know what they do.
You know what? In my mind, they're just dancers. I can't go any further than that.
No.
I just can't do it.
Okay, now I'm on a kick. I got a kick going on now.
Okay.
I was watching Ross Matthews' Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And he is a huge fan of a guy called the King of Crack.
Okay.
Because he loves to hear when chiropractors crack people's necks, like, and pop their necks and do their backs and stuff like that and yank on their joints. And so he went to this guy called the King of Crack. He lives close to where he lives in Palm Springs.
Okay.
And Ross Matthews got adjusted and he had like the best and loudest neck cracks. It was
Ross Matthews did.
I am like all over this now.
I don't think I want to hear things like that.
Because like now I'm watching chiropractic YouTube videos just to hear the pop.
Oh, I bet you the HHG would like that, right? Because remember how she likes Dr. Pimple Popper?
Because
she's
so
like, that's a lymphoma. I can get that for you, right? She thinks that she's the next Dr. Pimple Popper.
Exactly.
Yeah, she probably would like that too.
Yes, she would love. I'm like a new obsession of like things to watch. So
no, I can't. I don't want to hear. I don't like any of that.
But when Ross went in there, he's like, "I'm so excited to be here." I'm like, "You're funny."
That's tomorrow. I have to go back to my physio. I could record it for you, Samantha, to see if she's going to do anything on my shoulder. Because guess what? I'm not working through the pain. Just fix it, right? I'm not paying you $70 so I can come do my exercises in front of you, right? Fix my shoulder.
Okay, Lisa, she can't fix the tear, in case you're wondering.
No, but she can do some things. Right? She can do something. She needs to do some things.
Whatever.
Right? I'm not going to do exercises in front of her. I'm not doing that. Right? I can do them at home. I don't need to come and pay you to watch me do my exercise. I'm doing them just fine. Just fix my shoulder. Anyways. But speaking of some shows that or things that we like, I've decided, okay, that I need to take charge and control of NBC, ABC, BBC, all of them. And I need to be the person who decides what shows are staying on forever and how, because I've narrowed it down to just a few. Right. So I need to for the fall, I need to make sure that Kelly Clarkson is only staying at home. We got to change your contract, Samantha. Right. So if they say, Kelly, you can go back to the studio. No, actually, you can't. Lisa actually vetoed that. You need to stay at home. Right. Because people, I don't mind you on your staycation. Once your staycation's over, you're not as good. Kelly and Ryan, same thing, guys. You guys just stay at home. Right? That's where I need you to be. I just need you to stay home. And Jimmy Fallon, I need you to get out of the studio, go back home. That's what I need, right? Because just go back home. And I don't know if Seth Meyers, I don't know if he's going back to the studio, but he needs to just stay home. They just need to stay home.
Because you think it's funnier when they stay home.
Yeah, it just seems, you know, because then when it's a bad show, you can be like, oh, you know what? At least they're trying to give us a show. Right?
And when it's a bad show in the studio,
yeah, it's just
this is just a really bad show.
It's just a really bad show. Exactly. And did you hear that our girl Ellen, she had a Zoom call with all of her staff, eh?
Yes, I heard.
She got rid of three, and she explained to people, and I think this makes sense, she explained to people that sometimes she's an introvert. Right?
Okay.
And I'm like, I can see that, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it has to be overwhelming being Ellen DeGeneres.
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny that you can relate to an introvert, someone who has never been an introvert a moment of their life.
No. So you're right. I can't relate, but I can see it. I can see how she could be.
You're empathetic.
I'm empathetic. Yeah. No, you know what? I am never, ever been an introvert. No, I didn't get that gene, Samantha.
No, you did not.
No, I didn't. But I came across an interesting article. I feel like in this week's episode, we're going to be talking a lot about food. So maybe. I must be hungry or something.
Okay.
Because there's this sandwich out and it's called a fat sandwich, F-A-T sandwich.
Yes.
It's on a sub bun. It has two burger patties with cheese, two chicken strips, French fries, onion rings, and matzo sticks. Yay or nay?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
I don't want all that stuff together.
I don't know if I want all that stuff together, but I'd be willing to try it.
Mm. Yeah.
No?
No.
No.
I don't like things mixing together like that.
I don't know. I don't normally either, but when I read it, I'm like, you know what? There's a lot worse things you could put together.
I suppose.
Right? Than just that.
I mean, you know? I like all of the things that they're trying to stick into that poor little sub bun.
Well, I think that was what I appreciated too, right? Is I'm like, oh, you know, it's not like Aunt Sardines or something true. Like that, right?
True. Very true.
You know?
But no.
I also, no. Okay, then I think you're going to say but no to this. But this was very deceiving. I also came across a picture and it looked like what I would say was a barbecued pulled pork sandwich. What it was is it was pulled smoked squirrel. Yay or nay?
Well, no.
No. I thought that too. I thought no. But to see the picture, it looked like a wonderful pulled pork sandwich.
I'm sure it did. And if if they hadn't have told you, you would have ate it.
You put enough barbecue sauce on it, I certainly would have eaten it, right? Wouldn't have bothered me at all. I was surprised they had and they gave you the recipe on how to make it, right? You had to skin the squirrels, put them on your smoker, just like any other animal and how whatever they do with them.
Oh dear God.
Yeah. You know. Is that kind of crazy?
Ugh. No, because
I picture squirrel being tough.
Yeah, I briefly watched the show Alone where they get stuck in Alaska and I believe somebody
ate squirrel.
No, they porcupine.
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah.
Oh, And I'm like, gross. Gross. Yeah. Gross, gross, gross.
I don't think I could do it.
Nope.
Even if they said, but it's for your own good and it's your survival. Well, then you know what? Everybody comes and goes. That's what I think I'd be thinking.
And according to Jersey, he just flashed, squirrel is pretty good.
Well, you know what? People shouldn't know that. People shouldn't know that squirrel tastes good.
That's gross.
Right? Because again, right? It's like my argument with organ meat, right? It's 2020. We don't need to eat liver and kidneys and hearts anymore.
Yeah.
It's not 1950.
Yeah, but there's an argument that it's actually good for you.
How can eating an organ that like your liver, you know what the liver does? That can't be a good organ to eat.
That's right? Why liver tastes gross.
Yeah, right. So it can't be good. None of it. I don't think any of it can be good.
No.
No matter what Anthony Hopkins on Silence of the Lambs thinks, I don't think it can be good.
No.
Right.
Okay. I got something else kind of interesting for you.
Okay.
And it was actually on our Facebook page too.
Okay.
Turkey dinner flavored candy corn.
Okay. So this just makes me mad. I got rage. Right? For so many reasons.
I love candy corn. This is a really good, this is a good way to ruin it.
Who likes candy corn?
I like candy corn. There's nothing wrong with it. It's
nobody
pure
eats
sugar.
It.
Why don't you like it?
No, because it's gross.
It is not gross.
Yeah, I don't want to eat it like that. It's hard and gross.
Oh my God.
No, no, no. And then you were going to make it taste like turkey.
Yes.
No. I believe wholeheartedly that the turkey should taste like the turkey and the candy corn should just taste like the shitty candy corn that it is.
Exactly.
Right? You can't mix it. You can't. Why are we bringing it? It's like turkey supper in a can. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that to things?
Because you can. Because you can stuff things in a can. So why like wouldn't you try and make a turkey dinner and put it into a triangle and call it candy corn?
It's like the turducken. If you think clearly for 5 minutes, that whole process through, we're doing some horrible things to these poor little animals, right? Nothing is meant to be stuffed with another animal.
Yes, but they're dead when they're doing it. So does it really matter?
It's not. We don't need to eat two animals all together as one.
I thought it was, isn't it turkey, duck, and chicken?
Chicken, yeah.
Right? It's three.
Three. Yeah. Again, that makes it worse. It's like when people make meatloaf, right? Meatloaf is like God's creation and it's wonderful. When you wrap it in bacon, why are we got to wrap bacon? Don't wrap it in bacon. Just keep bacon. Doesn't need to be wrapped around my meatloaf.
I don't get shit like that. You know what? That just made me realize I ate spaghetti yesterday.
No, you ate it's 35 degrees outside and you ate spaghetti?
I ate it at my parents' house. I had dinner with mom and dad.
Doesn't even matter.
I know, but they have AC, so it didn't matter.
No, it still matters.
It was really good, though.
No, it's really good in October. It's not really good on the hottest day of the year.
Yeah. Friends of the podcast, I went to go see my parents yesterday because my father decided to almost cut off 3 of his fingers.
But he's good. Larry's doing good.
With a table saw. Note to self, don't wear gloves when you're using a table saw.
Note to self, put down the saw, old man.
Put down the saw.
Right? That's my note to self right there.
But guys, peoples, come to us. I shake my head with Lisa and Sam. Bring your friends, bring your neighbors. Bring people you maybe don't even like. Maybe you think if they listen to us, they'll become more likable. It's hard to say. It could work. It could potentially work because we're funny. And it might make them laugh, release some stress.
It could, right? It could do all those things.
It could do all of those things.
It certainly could.
So invite people to come to our Facebook page and listen to the podcast and send them to Podbean because that's our home. They can listen to us there. Set up an account. It's totally free. Or they can listen to any podcast app. Entirely up to them. But you know what? If you're one of the friends of the podcast that have a shirt or a bag or a cup, show them. These two girls, they're fun. Look at them. They're like cartoon characters on a cup. On a shirt.
On a bath mat.
Shower curtain.
Shower curtain. And if you so desire, I could put us on sheets.
That's gross. I could put us on bedding. It's still creepy. Mm-hmm. But we have masks now too. Now, this all takes a bit of time. So we do have Patreon where you could, for as little as $2, give to the podcast and support us. Or for $5 or more, you would get the episode early. We would give you extra content every month. And if it's over $10, I think they get a magnet or a mug.
Yeah, you just get stuff.
You get stuff. So think of it that way. And we also are part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. So you can also listen to our podcast there. But they have some really cool podcasts to listen to as well. So go check it out.
Go check it out. But listen to ours first.
Exactly.
That's what I think. Okay. So, oh my God, Samantha, this is earth shattering news. I hope you're ready for it.
Earth. Woo.
It's earth shattering. So you don't know this about me. Well, you do. I kind of gave you a little sneak peek about it on Sunday and we weren't very receptive, which was odd. I think I'm meant to be a gardener.
No, you're not.
Yes, I'm watching the new show called Martha Knows Best on HGTV. Okay. It's an amazing show. So she's just doing she's pruning and she's edging and she's like building paths for the peacocks. And then people write in questions and they think that they're just asking somebody from her show. Uh-huh. And then she phones them. And then she phones and she's like, hi, it's Martha. You imagine getting a call from Martha Stewart telling you how to prune your perennials?
Oh, my God.
I know. And then as I watch that show, because I love it so much, I'm like, okay, I could do this. I think, oh, my God. I think even though I'm the proud owner of the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe, I think I'm also meant to be a gardener.
Because
this week I learned about edgers and phosphates.
You're not going to be a gardener.
No, I can do that. I can do it, right?
And get my spade. No, you're not.
Yeah, and get my spade, right? And dig, dig, dig. And you know what? There's a misconception. You don't need rocks to make the soil good. Take that rock out. Oh, you hit a root. You got to cut the root out. You don't keep the root there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
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 Because you're going to grow fake food to have in your fake cafe.
No, right now I'm just going to start with perennials. I'm just going to start with flowers.
To put around your fake cafe?
Yeah, right, to pretty it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And
fake grow away, Lisa.
Yeah. And right. And then all I have to do is I just have to give it a little well. It has to be a little well near the plants, right? So the water does, so the water has a place to go.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, snakes aren't in my garden. Not in Saskatoon. There's no snakes. We don't have snakes here. Right?
Okay. So let's slow your roll.
And I'm going to wear a pouch. And in my pouch, I'm going to have that tool that had like with the little claw so I can do that.
No.
And then I'm going to have my little spade and then I'm going to have a little place for my seeds.
Oh my God. Shut up.
That's what I'm going to be doing.
Okay. So let me get this straight.
Okay.
You are going to you're going to learn how to fake grow plants.
I think
and
I've
you're
already
going
learned.
You're going to decorate your cafe with your fake, not really growing plants.
Around the cafe.
So let's go one step level crazy.
Okay.
And go, let's give you your own gardening shop.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'll need one.
So we're going for the cafe.
And then maybe we're gonna open up
bakery.
Like a gardening do-it-yourself store.
Right. So it's a gardening do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
Let's not grow things because it's fake shop.
No, we're gonna grow things.
It's
even
fake.
Though it's fake. It's just the difference how we explain it. Don't you remember a million years ago?
It's fake.
I would play on Facebook. They had Farmville and I was really, really good at it.
Yeah.
It all came flooding back.
Fake things.
Yeah. I'm going to grow carrots and perennials.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to be a gardener. That's what I'm going to do. That's
friends
my next
of the
job.
Yeah. Friends of the podcast. Her delusion lives long.
No.
And hard and hardy.
No, I can see me. I'm going to have like a sickle.
No.
No, that's for dead people. I'm not going to have a sickle, but I'm going to have my spade for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Martha Stewart's going to phone me and I'm going to be like, hey, Marth.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She's going to be like, Lisa, do you have any questions about your garden? Nope. I've been watching your show. I think I have it under control.
Okay. All right. All right.
Right?
Let's move on, shall we?
Okay,
from
I'm
your
just
delusion.
Saying. I'm just saying.
Let's go to reality.
You can't always just squash somebody's dream.
Yeah. I'm squashing it because it's not real.
You just squashed it. Right?
Squashing it because it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's go to reality where Sarah Haynes gets her job back at The View.
Yes. Everybody had to see that coming.
Do we care?
Yeah. I like her on The View.
Do you like her on The View?
I think I said a couple of weeks ago I wanted her to go back to The View. Yeah, I
so
do like
now
on The View.
She's going to do things remotely now too.
Yeah. She's going to be like in a square.
In a square.
Yeah. Like remember that game show Hollywood Squares back in the day?
Yeah.
Right? That's
now
what it
everybody's,
is now.
Now everybody gets to play that.
Everybody gets a square. Yeah. Sarah's going in a square.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked her. I didn't mind her. I don't mind her at all.
Yeah. I think she's pretty calm.
Yeah. You know.
Some of them are a little volatile.
I think Joy Behar has had better days.
Oh, dear.
I think it's almost time to retire Joy.
Really?
Yeah. She's like almost 80 and cranky. Although, and I get right when you're almost 80, I think being cranky, I think you own that. You get to own that. So I get that she can be like that. Because if I'm 80 and I'm going to be cranky, I'm going to be like, bitch, please, I'm 80. I own it. It's mine. You don't like it. There's the door. Right.
Yeah. I think because catch I you think, later.
Yeah. Later. Don't let it hit you. Right. You know.
Okay. So. I like Drew Barrymore. Do you like Drew Barrymore?
I don't mind Drew Barrymore.
Okay. So she does like a week of beauty. So she does like, she's like a beauty junkie. So she'll go on her Instagram stories and she'll like review some stuff, not to get paid, just because she likes to try new things.
Yeah.
But she's kind of an interesting cat. Like she's going to have her own TV show.
Okay.
Right? Come the fall.
Yeah.
But apparently, she's a big cookbook fan.
Everybody's a cookbook fan.
Apparently, she has like an entire closet dedicated to cookbooks.
Wow.
And reads 3 a week, cover to cover.
Wow. Hey.
That's so crazy.
That does seem crazy. Okay. So here's my question for you. Are cookbooks popular? Are they a big seller in your bookstore?
Always. Yeah,
always.
Yeah. It depends on who. It depends on who's releasing.
Oh, okay. Because I would think you can get most recipes online now.
People like to have the actual cookbook and they're very pretty if well done.
Yes, they are very pretty.
They're very pretty.
I agree with
and
that.
And if you're
too.
If you're a serious cook, like if you're a hardcore foodie,
like me.
No, you're not. No, you don't. You don't have a cookbook. Well, do you have a cookbook?
I own a cookbook. Company's coming. Hi. Right? Doesn't everybody get that cookbook at some point in their life?
Yes, I
think
so.
Whether you're going to university or getting married, everybody gets a company's coming cookbook at some point.
Yes. Uh-huh. No, like if you're a serious foodie, you buy the cookbook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You are not a serious foodie because you would rather look it up on your phone.
Well, because I'm a millennial and that's what we do, right?
Right? Even millennials buy cookbooks.
Well, this millennial likes to look it up on our phone, right? Maybe I'm going to make a cookbook and a how-to garden book.
Oh, God.
Right? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. You know, okay, yeah. So what kind of new fall shows are coming for the cooking channel then? You
I
must
don't
be
know.
Following this.
I'm following it. I don't know their names, but I know like there's a new season of Beat Bobby Flay starting on in September. Martha Stewart's got a new show coming. Don't say to Bobby Flay. Martha Stewart's got a new show coming. And I think it's going to be good.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think there's just like lots of new cooking shows coming.
You're going to be very busy this fall, Lisa.
I know, right?
Your delusion will grow and grow and grow.
Well, especially now that I'm bringing gardening into it.
Oh, God.
Right? This is what I learned this week in my cooking shows. I learned that pancetta is just like bacon, but it's not smoked.
Yes, because it's thinly sliced.
Hey? Yeah. So here's the thing. My girl, Valerie Bertinelli, right? You know, my friend Val.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So I was watching her cooking show and she was making the pancetta and that's what she was saying, right? Is that it's just tastes just like bacon, but not smoked. And then I thought, are we missing out?
You'll never eat it.
Why?
Because it's not thick like bacon.
It sounds classy though.
Oh, it's super classy. So it's definitely not you.
No, super classy. That is me. That is me, Samantha.
Spoken like the woman who eats KD and hot dogs like they're going out of style.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I can be unclassy too if I need to be. But I'm just saying, right? Like I'm just saying, like listen to this, okay? Pancetta. It sounds classy.
It's very classy.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering if we're missing out.
Well, I'm surprised that you even want to, you're even thinking of potentially trying something you've never had before. Because I believe your mantra is, if I haven't tried it by now, why bother?
Yeah, I'm not missing out. Only reason I'd be willing to try it is because she cut it up. She cooked it in the oven. Then she cut it up and it just looked like bacon bits.
Oh, jeez.
That's the only reason. Okay, but here's a question for you. And this, I don't know. What's a taquito?
I think it's like a thinly wrapped Mexican thing, stuffed with like meat or cheese or something like that.
Is it deep fried?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Pot stickers are making a big comeback.
Ooh, I like a good pot sticker.
I do too, but I think I like them deep fried.
That's fine.
I don't think I don't like the texture.
You don't like the gooey.
I like the gooey, right? But okay, here's something interesting that the Gibsons did on the weekend. So you know how I got my bad shoulder, right? And I'm just fed up with it.
Yes.
I think, and Mike's fed up with it. He was watching me try to get the up on the top shelf. We have the Keurig steep tea cups.
Okay.
And he was watching me try and get one. Well, I can't, right? My arm doesn't go up like that anymore. So we rearranged all the cupboards to help with my bad shoulder.
So what's really high and what's really low?
Right? So anything really high apparently is stuff that I'll never use ever. That's right? And if I do use it, I have to get my stool.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I said to Mike, "But why can't I just ask you to get it?" And he said, "But what if I'm not here?"
Exactly. Oh,
okay. Okay. Well, technically, in my mind, you know what I'm thinking. Well, if you're not here, I'm not going to get it anyways.
Exactly.
Right? So, again, it goes back to my argument. Why can't you just get it for me? Right? So, that's what we did is we rearranged the cupboards.
Oh, my God. Of course you did. Because that's Mike.
Yeah. Because he's tired of me asking for things.
Oh, okay.
Right? And he's tired of watching me try to, like, figure out how to get stuff.
Tired of his wife.
Of course he's tired of his wife. Right? We're going to be married for 20 years in like a month. Isn't that crazy?
I am so surprised at that.
Yeah, me too, actually. Me too. I think he is too.
I think he is too, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so speaking of changing things up, apparently the world's last Blockbuster is being turned into an Airbnb.
Really?
Yes, I don't even understand that.
I don't understand that.
So are they gutting it and like chopping it up into like...
Apparently somebody...
Mini little...
What I read is that it's going to be a pull-out couch and a TV.
That's right? It?
Yeah, I guess it's like the Blockbuster room or something.
Oh my God. So like this is where you like, and now you have access to all the videos? Is that the idea?
I think that's the idea. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think that's the idea for sure.
I'm surprised that a Blockbuster is even still around with all the videos in it.
This is the last one. But do you remember that? Like that was such a big part of your weekend, hey, back in the day.
Oh my God. Yeah. Going to rent a movie. Yeah.
Gotta go rent a movie. Right? Yeah. Like, good God, what did we do without that?
Well, and then came Netflix.
Yeah, and then Blockbuster was done.
And streaming and all of that.
And then we got too lazy to walk to the store anymore. So we had to make that company go bankrupt.
Yeah, we had to. We were too lazy.
We were too lazy to walk. Now I can just push a button on my remote.
Right? It just reminds me of that. Oh my God, that cartoon shoot where it's a robot and the Earth apparently has gone through a catastrophic event and they've put everybody on this like spaceship. It's Wally, and he comes across these people and they're like jello because they haven't moved or done anything.
Wow.
Forever.
They're like lumping
and
loaf.
They're sitting in chairs that float and move.
Wow, that sounds pretty awesome, actually, to me.
Well, actually, that's probably your perfect vacation. So.
Yeah, I think I'm meant to be Jell-O.
You are.
I think I could live my best life as Jell-O.
You could. I definitely see that happening, yes.
Yeah. So so on the 16th, right, it was the 43rd anniversary of Elvis Presley's death.
Oh,
700 fans went to Graceland.
He still has fans, hey?
Yeah, well, that Graceland's still open, right? Still makes buckets of cash.
Huh.
He's always going to have fans, Samantha. It's the king. Love me tender.
Okay, don't talk.
Love me do, right?
No.
Right? It's going to be... What's your favorite Elvis song?
I don't have one.
You don't have any?
Jailhouse Rock, maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
Hmm. I like In the Ghetto. Right? And His Mama Cried. I like his gospel stuff. Apparently, I was a little gospel back in my Elvis days.
Oh, Jersey's piping in. I can't help falling in love with you. That's
you know what,
nice.
John? I have that effect on people. I have that effect.
Boom. He fell into that.
Boom. Shakalaka. He did. He walked in, and I had to deliver the boom. Exactly. I like any Elvis song. It doesn't matter which one.
That's true.
Right? Because I love Elvis.
I did like his 1968 comeback, though, when he was in his leather jacket. His whole leather.
And you know, he was only like 43 when he died. Or 42.
I know. So young.
You know what's so weird is that his body transformed into such an old, fat Elvis in such a quick amount of time.
I know.
Right? Because like how he died, like what he looked like when he died, you would think he would have been like in his 60s or something.
And he wasn't. No.
Crazy. Too many peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Well, yeah.
Cocaine on the toilet.
Maybe, potentially.
Right? All that.
All that exactly. Stuff.
Okay,
But speaking of cocaine. Mama June and her boyfriend are 6 months sober.
Yay! That deserves a clap. Go Mama June.
Go Mama June.
She's trying to get Honey Boo Boo back from Chickadee or whatever that kid's name is.
I think she should leave Honey Boo Boo just the way where she is. Leave her where she is.
I think Mama June just needs to take this time to become the best Mama June that she can be.
Yeah. I think 6 months is great, but I think she needs to string a couple more together.
I think we need to see some more back-to-back months from Mama June before we start giving her a whole lot of things.
I don't think she needs the pressure of Honey Boo Boo.
No, right? No.
Like, let's just deal with your own stress.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think.
Exactly. Okay, when you were a kid, I was thinking about this the other day. What was your favorite candy? Well, okay, how do I put this? Okay, you know how there was like candy cigarettes and Pez?
Yes.
What would your 10-year-old self be eating in a candy if you could?
Well, I always liked the lick and dip.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The lick 'em dip 'em things.
Yeah.
And then
did you call it the bad name that we used to call it back in our town?
No.
Lick a dick?
No.
And then we all be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Not even knowing what that's all about?
No.
No.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Just curious.
I don't know. I guess that.
Did you like bottle caps?
Oh, bottle caps were good. Right?
Just the root beer one.
And the sweethearts.
Remember, oh, yeah. Those were good.
Candies?
Yeah. Yeah. Those were good.
Oh, I like the chewable necklaces.
Yeah. Those were always fun, too.
Those are fun.
And remember Pop Rocks?
Yes. Those right? were weird, though. I always.
I loved those so much.
I wasn't a fan.
No.
No.
No. And like all the penny candy that you remember you used to be able to buy?
Yes.
Right? There was so much. Like candy was so good as a kid. Do you remember you could get like the lips that had like that liquid
yes.
in them?
Yes. Right?
Which is nasty. But remember? And then you'd pretend you'd wear the lips first and then you'd eat the candy inside the lips.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. Right? And the wax bottles that had stuff in it. And you could eat them.
Yeah, you could eat that. And you remember garbage, the garbage pails? And remember
yes.
there was like those candies and garbage pails?
I love the little garbage pails.
Yeah. And friends of the podcast, this is how old I am. And Sam's even older. I remember when they brought, when Nerds came out.
Of course.
Right?
I'm not much older. I'm only a year.
They invented the Nerds. But like, I mean, I think that they used to have really good candy when we were kids. I don't know if it's the same now.
Mm. No, because everything is like, you shouldn't eat that because it's got lots of sugar.
Yeah. Do you think the kids are still eating candy or do you think they've gotten away from candy?
Oh, no. If a kid has never had candy and gets introduced to candy.
They're all over it.
Poof. Blowing Boom. Their minds. Yeah. Blowing their minds.
It's very true, hey?
Okay. So apparently, ugh, gross. I can't even. Ding dong flavored iced lattes.
It's disgusting.
Yay or nay?
Nay.
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 Ugh.
Why can't a latte just be a latte? Put a little vanilla in it and call it a day.
I know. Or a little pumpkin spice. Oh, that's happening
soon.
Oh,
no. Don't even start that yet. Don't start the pumpkin spice talk yet.
Oh, it's coming. It's a coming.
I know. I can't go there yet.
Rolling down the track.
Samantha, I can't go there. Mentally, I can't go to pumpkin spice. I can't go to from 40 degrees and living in hell to pumpkin spice. And a sweater with a turtleneck. I can't do it. Too many things got to be in place for pumpkin spice.
Oh, that's true. Because it's definitely not sweater weather right now.
It's not sweater weather. If it's not sweater weather, pumpkin spice needs to stay the fuck away.
Okay, but you got to think a little bit in the vein of pumpkin because I got something for you.
Okay.
Which I potentially would really enjoy.
Okay.
A new way to be scared this Halloween. Because not even that's going to be the same.
Right.
First ever drive-in haunted house, downtown Tokyo, filled with pure terror.
I wouldn't mind a drive-through haunted house.
I could probably handle a drive-through.
Yeah. Because then the worst thing I'm going to have to deal with is you. And yelling, right? That's my biggest, that's the worst thing I have to put up with in a drive-through haunted house.
Potentially that is the worst thing.
Yeah. I think, you know what? But we could make our own, right? We could do our own drive-through haunted house tours and we could just like drive through like the sketchy parts of town late at night on Halloween. Probably be the same type of thing, I bet.
Probably.
Right? Probably the same type of thing. So that'd be interesting. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with Halloween.
Well, okay, but speaking of that, though, what is up with the crows? I don't know about your place, but mine, I got crows everywhere along with the pigeons.
Okay, so are they on your roof?
Yes.
Like, can you hear them running on your roof?
No, I don't hear them running, but I hear them like, caw, caw.
I can hear them running. So the weirdest thing happened to us about a week ago. Pigeons still being a pain in the ass as usual. And then one night, there was like this big this big crow battle. And I think from like you know how our apartment is, and then there's the other apartment kind of across from us. Uh-huh. There were crows on both the roofs of the tops of both buildings, and they were just like dive bombing, hey? And they were fighting. They were scrapping it out. And I haven't seen a pigeon in a week.
Do you have like West Side gangs of crows? Like,
I
what
think
is
we
that?
Have West Side gangs, yeah, because I think they were claiming, I think they took back the territory. And they're like, go to hell, pigeons. They're not sleeping on my deck now.
Oh my God.
We've actually put the water gun away. Because Mike's like, what? We haven't seen them. We haven't seen a pigeon for a week. So I think those crows, I think they did like a West Side blanket party, as Dirty Hippie would say. And I think they roughed them up, and they think they kicked them maybe back to your side and said, you know what, you're not welcome over God. Here anymore.
Get I the hell out.
I haven't heard one making a creepy noise. I haven't, nothing.
Really?
Now we just got the crows, and that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I hate crows because they do dive bomb people too.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Like that's it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Don't go near one, people. Don't.
No. No, like don't try to become friends with them. But crows don't come on our patio.
No.
They just go on the roof.
Yeah.
Right? And they have scared the pigeons to a different part of the town.
They're just creepy on your roof.
They are super creepy. I can hear them running up and down. Ugh. It's like they're scouring the building. I can hear them at night running.
Yuck.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so creepy. So here's a funny thing that I thought the other day is I was at a doctor's appointment and I was going into, I was going to the Confederation Mall for blood work. And I was walking into the mall and I had to pull the door open. And the door was so heavy. And then I didn't think much about it. And then when I was leaving after I did my blood work, I walked out of the same door and it was a push. And all I thought was, hey, why is push so much easier than pull?
Because you have to like take the weight of it towards you and
why
pushing.
Can't everything
because
why can't everything
full,
be push
because it's your full body weight, that's why it's easier.
But why don't they make everything push, don't have a pull?
Because people like options, Lisa.
Do you think that's the reason?
Well, that and the fact that doors don't always, like, you can't have everything a push door.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because doors
that's
don't
true.
Swing but doors don't swing both ways.
Well, they can if they want to, right?
They can if they want to, yeah.
Doors are inclusive. They can do whatever they want to do, right? They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever
I'm just
they
saying,
want.
Right? That was my thought as I stopped when I got to the car. And I'm like, hey, why is push so much easier than pull? And then why can't everything be a push?
I don't know.
The only time push isn't easier than pull probably is if you're having a baby.
Oh, God.
Push is probably not easier than pull, right?
I think you want to push rather than having it pulled.
I think you do. I think that's the only time.
Neither one of us know that because we've never had babies.
We had no babies. and nor are we going to have babies.
Nor are we going to, yes.
No, right? No babies.
No babies.
No babies.
But speaking of babies, Justin uh-huh. Timberlake, considering they had a baby and nobody knew.
It was a secret baby.
Weird. Yeah. Justin Timberlake signed an infidelity clause.
I think that's a little weird too.
Okay. I didn't read it. Do you know what anything about it?
I just read the headline and it just said that she made him sign one and that if he cheats, then she gets, I think, everything. And I read it and I'm like, oh my God, this is the exact story that's happening on General Hospital between Ava and Nicholas. Right?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
It's the exact same thing. So then I thought, okay, dear Justin Timberlake, is your wife doing this because she knows you cheated on her when you were caught red-handed being a little bit aloof a while back?
Uh-huh.
Right? Or like I don't get why would you do that? Obviously you don't trust your husband.
Is he making a stand? Is it her? Was it her decision or was it his?
Sounds like hers.
I think it's his. I think that for the world
oh,
to
baby,
see
I
him,
love you so much. I'm going to sign a piece of paper
I'm
saying
never,
I won't.
I'm never going to be the guy who like cheats on you. That's what I think he's doing.
I think as the wife, I'd be like, you son of a bitch. You should never have to sign a stupid piece of paper like that. You can take that piece of paper and stick it up your candy ass. right? I'd be mad at that paper.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. He cheats. She should get everything.
Yeah, exactly, right? That'll teach you, especially if they're in California. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Right? So the other day on Twitter, so I've said this before, my old boss Brenda's on Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. And she likes to mess it up a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know, somebody on Twitter there was a comment about jelly. And Brenda made a comment about, oh, you can't just have jelly, you got to have jam. And then it got me wondering, what is jelly? And why do people like it better than jam?
It's just made slightly differently than jam. And it's the consistency.
Like what do you mean? I don't understand.
Of jelly. Jam is more runny sometimes, and jelly is more, it has a thicker substance. It's a little thicker.
Sounds
and
gross.
Clear, and typically clear.
Clear jelly?
Yeah, like
grape. No, not like, grape.
No, grape jelly. No, 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 no. That's, it doesn't have seeds and stuff like that in it. Like it doesn't have the, okay. Like if it was strawberry or raspberry or peach or whatever, you know, like it's just.
Is that called the pectin?
Yeah, potentially.
I know that that's a canning word.
And I'm sure if we're wrong, we're going to have people tell us.
Somebody's going to tell us. Somebody's going to tell us what the difference is between jam and jelly.
Just like the taquito. We probably got that wrong too, so.
Well, we just live in Saskatchewan. I don't think we even have taquitos here.
Yes, we do.
Do we?
Yes,
I don't think we do.
They're I've never Mexican. Seen them. Oh, for heaven's sake. You live I'm a very saying. Sheltered life.
I do. I do, Samantha.
You do. Okay.
But that's what happens when we're in our own world and we're just doing gardening.
Oh, God.
It's very relaxing.
Yes, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's get to the game.
Okay.
Instead of a topic, we have a game because I really wanted to play this game. I wanted to see what happened.
Okay. Let's play.
So the game
is... time for the family feud. No, not the family
it's
feud.
It's time for the family feud. So this... is based off a game called Kill, Marry, One Night Stand. But we're going to do it with food.
Okay.
Because, well, one food. I have like one food, one something else.
Okay.
We're going to start off with that. But this, you're going first.
I'm going first.
Okay. You have to. Okay. So this is food. So you have to lose one, have one only once. And the third one you have to keep forever.
Okay.
Watermelon, Kraft dinner, hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
you got to get rid of one.
Okay, hang on. I'm keeping hot dogs forever.
Okay.
I'm gonna have a one night stand with watermelon. And sadly, I'm going to kill Kraft dinner.
You're going to kill Kraft dinner?
Yeah, because I just like watermelon at nighttime.
Okay.
Right? Like I like watermelon. And when I made Mike buy watermelon today because it's hot out. And I'm like, I wake up in the middle of the night from sleeping. Mike, I'm hot and there's no snack. Okay, let me get you some watermelon. So I got to keep watermelon.
Okay.
Even if it's just only for one day. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Ready for yours?
Yes.
Okay. Burger,
chicken
fingers, or hot dog?
I'm going to kill a hot dog.
Okay.
And I will, chicken fingers or burgers? I think I would marry a chicken finger and I would have a one night stand with a burger.
Okay. That's why I figured you would do that. Right? You Jezebel.
I'm a Jezebel. I'm not. I don't give a shit about a hot dog.
I knew you wouldn't pick hot dog, but I knew chicken tenders was really. I know you like chicken tenders.
Okay, so your three favorite people.
Okay,
the Queen, Anne Murray, Jan Arden.
Oh. Okay,
come on.
I'm going to have to be logical here. I've had the Queen for 51 years. I'm thinking out loud. Hang on. Right? Jan Arden, I feel she's back on the fence with us.
Okay.
And Anne Murray. Okay. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for my answer, Samantha.
Okay, what is it?
I am marrying the queen. I'm having a one-night stand with Anne. And I'm kicking Jan to the curb.
I figured as much.
Right? Kicking Jan to the curb.
Kicking Jan to the curb.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. This is a lot of fun. Okay. Ready? This is for you.
Okay.
Ernie.
Okay.
Bert. Or Big Bird.
Okay. I'm going to marry Big Bird.
No.
Yeah. I'm going to marry Big Bird. I'm going to kill off Bert, and I'm going to have a one-night stand with Ernie.
See, I'm marrying Ernie.
Oh, I like Big Bird.
Okay. Good one. Good one.
Okay, your three favorite shows.
Oh.
Forged in Fire.
Uh-huh.
Wicked Tuna.
Uh-huh.
Beat Bobby Flay.
Those are tough ones. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man.
Have once, have no more, have all the time.
Oh, I got to stay loyal to my Forged in Fire. I got to keep it for all the time. Got to keep it for all the time.
All right.
Okay. And then I'm kicking Bobby Flay to the curb.
Oh, see?
Right? I'm gonna have a one-night stand with my Big Tuna.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, with Wicked Tuna. Yeah. Only because I'm just still pretty new to Bobby Flay. So my loyalty, if we played this next year, it could be different. All right. You've given me some tough ones. Okay, I got one more. I think I got one more for you.
Okay.
Okay. Beer,
uh-huh.
Wine,
uh-huh.
Or Bailey's?
Bailey's can go.
Okay.
Beer is all the time, and wine is a one night stand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting, Samantha.
Okay. I got one more for you, though.
Okay.
One more. Rob Lowe. Elvis Presley.
Uh huh.
Brad Pitt.
Okay, well, you know what? I hate Brad Pitt, so I'm kicking him to the curb. He's gone.
Okay.
I'm marrying Rob Lowe. I'm marrying Rob Lowe.
Because right? Damn it, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? You would. You just no sane woman is not marrying Rob Lowe. No. And you know what? I'm having a one night stand with Elvis, but I'm taking 1960 Elvis.
Yes.
Right? That's my Elvis.
That's your Elvis.
That's my Elvis. Good game, Samantha. That was a lot of fun.
Uh-oh. John has one for Lisa.
Okay, okay.
No,
I'm ready for you.
No.
No.
Samantha, HHG, or the Dirty Hippie?
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, I think I'm going to have to plead the fifth.
Yes, I think so. Because you like all of us equally.
I like everybody equally. Yeah, I can't pick. They're all my friends. They're all my three favorite people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I can't decipher.
No, stop it.
What? I'm not even included in there, John. I know I'm the one that you're killing.
Uh-huh. Okay, Lisa, do you have an I Shake My Head this week?
I do. So again, it takes me back to my cooking roots. And in a lot of cooking shows, this is what I noticed. Everybody's cooking with all the peppers. Jalapeno, poblano, blah, 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 right? Scotch bonnet peppers, all the peppers. And I shake my head is kind of just a two-parter. Number one, why does food have to hurt? And number two, what did we use before the big craze with peppers came? Because peppers weren't always as popular.
No, they have been. You just haven't bothered. I don't eat spicy food. No. I don't like spicy food. I would never eat a hot sauce to save my life because that just is not what I do because I don't like my mouth to be on fire.
No, right? Why does some food have to hurt?
I don't know. Some people just enjoy the fact that their mouth is on fire. I'm not really sure why.
Doesn't make a lot of sense in my world.
It doesn't.
No.
What people need to do, though, is go onto YouTube and find Eugene Levy doing the hot sauce challenge. It's like a thing.
Oh, was he doing it with Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Or is he doing he's doing it with the guy.
He's doing it with the guy who does this.
And oh my God, and that's so funny.
What he looks like as he's like slowly eating all the different hot sauces.
Yeah.
By the time they get to the last one, he's dying. He's dying.
I saw that same show with Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod on it, J-Lo's guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't even break a sweat.
Oh.
Right? They were on the hottest one and they're just eating the wings, chatting like me and you.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm like, holy shit.
I couldn't do it. I'm such a baby. I wouldn't get past the first one.
Nope, me neither.
Yeah, I don't like my food to hurt me.
That's why I shake my head. Why do people want their food to hurt? Right? That was mine. What about you? You got a nice shake my head?
Well, it's kind of a statement, maybe.
Okay.
It's in the vein of Diana Ross.
Okay.
I'm all talked out. I want the world to know. I hate you so. I'm all talked out.
But yet none of those words are the actual words to the song, correct? Okay.
Jersey wanted me to say, because I through a conversation, this is what I said to him. I'm all talked out.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. Sometimes after a day of talking, you're done talking.
Yeah.
I mean, makes no sense for you because you could talk till like the freaking cows come home.
No, but what used to drive me crazy some days, remember back in the day, remember I would say to you, like at some point I get tired of asking, how are you doing today? How's your day? How are you? Right? Because guess, you know what? I got to be honest. I really don't care. Right? Like I care, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
There's more enthusiasm behind it than what there needs to be.
Yeah. But good one. I guess because, I don't know, like everywhere I go, I'm nice and I talk to people. And it's like, I realize that we talk to people like constantly.
Yeah.
And I think I'm all talked out. I think there's a level where people get to, it's like they're done.
And you hit it?
I might have hit it the other day. I didn't realize I had a limit.
But I'm glad it wasn't when it was with me. So that's encouraging. Right?
Are you kidding? But, you talk constantly.
I know. It's funny. Hey, now, because it's been hot, right? So we got like lots of fans and stuff going. Mike will be he'll be in the bathroom doing something or in the kitchen. And I'll just be talking to myself like I normally do. And he'll come out and he'll be like, what? I can't even hear you. I'm like, I'm not even talking to you. I'm like, I'm talking just to me. He's like, can you stop talking to you while I'm home? Because I'm just trying to shave and I think you're asking me a question. No, if I am asking you a question, you'll know it. I'm just talking.
Okay.
Yeah. That's funny.
Okay, so topic for next week.
Hopefully this works.
Lisa's suggestion. Friends of the podcast, you get to decide what our topic is next week.
Yeah, so what do you want us to talk about?
Lisa, where do you want them to send their suggestions?
They can send it onto our Facebook page.
Onto our Facebook page.
Yeah. I'll post something. I'll make something. I'll post a picture.
Okay.
Because that's for next week. So I'll maybe post a picture. I don't know when, but one of the days. Stay tuned. Keep your eyes open.
Over the weekend.
Over the weekend. And then people can reply to it.
Yeah. And give us an idea of what they would like us to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That was a fun game we played. Thanks, Samantha.
You're welcome.
Right?
We would just like to thank John for, again, allowing us to record helping us out.
Yes. That's right.
It was the night. I don't think it was a nightmare. It might have been just like a little bit of a night terror.
Maybe a little PTSD came back.
A little PTSD.
Right? He got to work. He needs to work through that shit. He's got to work through his shit, Samantha.
Okay, calm down.
I'm just saying.
Calm down. Don't forget to check out our social media, guys. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I'm not going to mention the fact we have TikTok because Lisa gets very upset when I do. And that's all from me.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
The podcast that you just enjoyed is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts, visit lowtreestudios.com.